Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac, for our third unusual and not so unusual combination of wines. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan. This pairing was probably the most challenging of all, not because the wines weren't spectacular, which they were, but because they are just so different.
I agree. And actually, both are kind of different because if you say Chenon to most people, they probably don't know what you're talking about. And if you say red wine from the Loire Valley, most people think of white wine from the Loire Valley. So wine from Portugal is still a bit of an enigma in terms of table wine rather than port. So let's get to it. From the beautiful Loire Valley, Chenon, that's the appellation. And Chenon is famous for?
Cabernet Franc.
Exactly so, Cabernet Franc. And wow, Cuvée Terroir 2013 from Charles Joguet, J-O-G-U-E-T, Charles Joguet. Why do you need so many letters in France, in French? That's what I'd like to know. Wow, 11.5%.
Is it really? I didn't even notice that.
That's amazing, isn't it? Low in alcohol, high in flavor, by gosh. Very light, crazy amount of pie cherries in there, some acid, so there's some backbone. This was delicious. It had a great finish and a wonderful, to me, mouthy feel.
Yeah, the texture is sort of what really sells this wine. It's elegant, it's silky, it has a little bit of leather and leather spice and tea tannins, which I sort of use to describe tannins that aren't as strong and as present in red wines. You know, we were talking off mic that Cabernet Franc is a tricky drink for some people because it can be kind of green. It's totally different in California than it is in France. You also see it put into the blend in Bordeaux. But this is just a lovely bottle of wine.
I have to say, this grape comes into its own in Chenon, and there's a reason why this is what they do. I love this very much, and for $15, frankly, it's a steal.
I totally agree.
Now, from beautiful downtown Portugal, we have Papa Figos. It's from the Douro region, which has the Douro River, of course. This was the exact opposite in so many ways. This was a huge, inky-colored, smooth, full-bodied monster table wine.
I don't think it's quite as monstrous as you think it is. I think it's the comparison, but it is super concentrated. It's got prune. It's got spice box. It has much more present tannins, but very, very drinkable. Mm-hmm. At $13, very affordable. I think we would have more to say about it if we hadn't paired it with this lighter, elegant wine because they're just polar opposites. But I really, really like this wine. And I was introduced to it by a friend who brought it to my house as a housewarming present. I have been buying it for months now, on her recommendation. It was just delightful.
I think this is an excellent wine that will go with a wide variety of foods. It will stand up to pretty much most things, grilled meats, all kinds of things. I think this is pretty delightful. And it has a little more complexity than your standard sort of big Montepulciano d'Abruzzo pizza wine. I think this there's some nice things happening in Portugal.
And for any of you who are just swayed by the label, this has a pretty yellow bird on it.
It does have a beautiful yellow bird with black wings, yes. So go you, Papa Figos, and also the really wonderful Charles Joguet Chenon, two really interesting red wines for around $15. So for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.